This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. The Turkish currency stabilized for now on global markets, but tensions between the U.S. and Turkey continue with the Trump administration warning of more economic pressure on Ankara if it refuses to release detained Americans, including Protestant pastor Andrew Brunson. White House spokesperson Sarah Huckabee Sanders said President Donald Trump wants the matter resolved.
Certainly the president has a great deal of frustration on the fact that Pastor Brunson has not been released, as well as the fact that other U.S. citizens and employees of diplomatic facilities have not been released. And we're going to continue to call on Turkey to do the right thing and release those individuals.
White House National Security Advisor John Bolton met at the White House Monday with the Turkish U.S. ambassador to discuss the Brunson case, Bolton reportedly warning the diplomat the U.S. will not give ground on the matter. In Turkey, U.S. Chargé d'Affaires Jeffrey Hoevener met with Brunson.
We continue our call on Turkish authorities that with regard to his case, as well as the case of the other unjustly detained Americans and the Turkish national employees of the U.S. diplomatic mission, that their cases be resolved, that they be resolved without delay and in a fair and transparent manner.
Turkey's foreign minister warned Tuesday pressure, threats, and sanctions only lead to chaos and a decline in relations. He called for dialogue. The Democratic Republic of Congo is using an experimental vaccine to counter the latest outbreak of Ebola that has claimed more than 40 lives in North Kivu and Ituri provinces. Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus is the World Health Organization Director General.
This is a very dangerous enemy, and we have to be vigilant, and we have to follow 24/7. And we need to be very flexible in changing the way we tackle the virus.
An earlier outbreak in the country's northwest was declared contained in July. This is VOA News. In Genoa, Italy, firefighters search for survivors and bodies after a motorway bridge collapsed, killing at least 26 people. Luca Cari, a firefighter spokesman, said it's like working after an earthquake. Firefighters and rescuers dealing with piles of imposing masses of rubble. The key task is careful removal for the safety of victims and rescuers. Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte predicted the death toll would rise. In London, a man deliberately drove a car into pedestrians and cyclists Tuesday morning before ramming into security barriers outside Parliament. Three people were injured. The driver, a 29-year-old British citizen, was arrested. Neil Bazu is the Metropolitan Police Assistant Commissioner.
Our priority now is to formally establish the identity of the suspect and establish his motivation if we can. He is not currently cooperating.
In March last year, Khalid Massoud killed four on nearby Westminster Bridge and stabbed an unarmed policeman to death before being shot and killed. Israel says it intends to allow commercial goods to flow back into Gaza Wednesday if the border region remains quiet. The ban was imposed last month after militants sent incendiary balloons into southern Israel. Egypt has undertaken efforts to broker a ceasefire between the two sides. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis promoted closer strategic ties with Brazil Tuesday during a stopover in Rio de Janeiro.
The United States is thinking long-term in Latin America. In Brazil, we recognize the success and the security of future generations depends on how well we together build trust at every level with our Western Hemisphere allies and our partners today.
Without mentioning China by name, it appears an effort to counter Beijing's growing influence in Latin America. Speaking to military cadets, Mattis referred to Brazil as a hemispheric neighbor whose values we share politically. The Midwest state of Nebraska Tuesday carried out its first execution in more than 20 years for the first time. It did so using a lethal injection on its longest-serving death row inmate. Kerry Moore, convicted of killing two taxicab drivers in 1979. Scott Frakes is with the State Department of Correctional Services.
The first of four substances were administered at 10:24 a.m. The Lancaster County coroner produced Moore's time of death at 10:47 a.m.
It's the first time Nebraska used the drug fentanyl. It has used electrocution in a handful of cases in the 1990s. A series of primary contests were held across the U.S. ahead of elections in November. In Vermont, a former utility executive has become the first transgender candidate to be nominated for governor by the Democratic Party. She'll face incumbent Republican Governor Phil Scott in November. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.